course, last night here at the Ori Hotel, which is the heartblood of the Mudgee region, it was the Calcutta night. And then the word spread very, very quickly, Loz, that a superstar was in town.
Yes, and he's joining us this morning. The great man, Peter Stirling. How are you, mate?
Have you got a tip?
We've got tips.
Oh, mate, we've got plenty of tips.
We've got more tips.
We haven't got too many winners,
though. Good morning, gentlemen. What it's a pleasant surprise, this one. Although I did hear around the traps that you gentlemen would be up here. You don't mind a day out at the races in the country areas, especially one as good here as Mudgee. So lovely to see you. And it's a real buzz around the place, isn't it?
Always, Stirling. Every time we come to Mudgee, there's always a buzz around the place, but in particular for the race day. Now, you're not from Mudgee. What are you doing up here?
I actually put on a charity golf day up here annually, the first Friday in February. So that in 2019, that's the 1st of February. I'm up here now just meeting with some of the sponsors with that, just making sure everything's put together, organising who's coming along. We get a good roll of celebrities along. I've cast the net far and wide, so not quite sure who'll be coming as yet, but Sam Kekovich is coming up to be part of the day. And yeah, we have a great time here. All the money raised stays in the local community through the aged care facility, the hospital, the men's shed. And I think this is our 8th year coming up, and it's kind of getting bigger and better. Yeah. We've just got to be careful.
I was lucky enough to do it this year. I come up and played the golf day and went to the night. And
Well, you'll notice you haven't been invited back because the course hasn't recovered yet. They haven't replaced all of those divots as such.
Had a good night, though.
How do we get involved, mate, if we can, on the 1st of February for the charity day?
Well, look, I don't know. We've got a full field, and that's been the most gratifying thing, is that we basically have teams that are still waiting to get in.
Oh, so sold out already.
Oh, yeah.
You're flying.
Yeah, so it's
It's a big night.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a terrific day.
Yeah, we have a good time. And yeah, you guys broadcast up here and helped us out 2 years ago, I think, possibly.
Years ago. So you get invited back, obviously.
Didn't do that good a job.
Well, you made an impression, and from what I'm hearing, that's been the case at a lot of other venues that you've been to and you haven't been invited back
that's
as well.
True.
But it's going along, and if anybody wants to come along and play, just inquire, and want to be a part of it, just get in touch with Mudgee Golf Club, Peter Mason, the club pro there.
Estella, with your work on the Nine Network, and that's throughout the winter, and then, of course, we do a sports program every day, and rugby league is just the gift that just keeps on giving. It's been remarkable. It's like there hasn't been an off-season, and the silly season seems to go just every day of the year. What did you make of all the shenanigans between Wayne Bennett and Souths and Anthony Seibold?
I can't wait till Laurie Daly finally bites the bullet and takes on an NRL coaching job just to be a part of that. Well,
madness,
I think everybody's looking from outside in just thought, well, there's only one resolution here, and that is for the coaches to swap, basically, because otherwise it just appeared to be an untenable situation. With Anthony staying at Souths and Wayne at the Broncos. So it took a long time to actually get to where we've gotten to, but I think that was always going to be the outcome. And I think it's a poor look. I think it's, unfortunately, with the game these days, that seems to be the case, with players, with coaches. I don't want to sit here and be too old school and say that contracts don't seem to mean a whole lot, but they don't. And I understand it's a business and all of those kind of things, but I don't think it does our game. It's not good advertising for our game, unfortunately. But in the end, I think we got the resolution that was always going to be the case.
Yeah, and I think most people wanted it to happen, but it just didn't happen as quickly as what everyone expected. And obviously, Wayne Bennett going to South Sydney, what type of impact do you expect he will have down there?
I think it'll be a positive one. He's coming in, Anthony Seibold, he was pretty much coach of the season, I thought, and he took his side through to be extremely competitive, but also changed their style of play, which was really advantageous. I thought they were a much more dangerous football team this year than we'd seen them for a long, long time. But, you would imagine that Wayne would come in and stamp his authority as to what he believes it takes to be successful in the NRL competition, and he's well-versed in that. I guess it's a matter, I would imagine all good coaches coming into a new club, they look at what they have available to them and then look to get benefit out of what they got. I don't know if that means that there'll be too many changes with physically what they do on the paddock, but He's a strong influence, isn't he? And that will be seen in... I guess that's one of the intriguing things coming in as to what he can do as a veteran coach at one of our most famous clubs. Mm. And conversely, what Anthony Seibold, who's still basically a new coach, going to such a high-profile place as Brisbane.
That's what I was about to ask. Seibold going to Brisbane, obviously plenty of pressure, first year as a coach, yep. And they fought so hard to get him there. Does he have more pressure on him to perform?
I don't know about more pressure. I think, you know, they're obviously all under pressure, but I think going in there, mm-hmm. as I say, to the Broncos, you know, they're a big brand, aren't
yeah,
they? And they expect
brand.
Success. And they, you know, it's well documented. They haven't won a premiership in yep. a long time in regards to, you know, what they have to offer as a club. So, yeah, he's under big pressure, but you know, I like his demeanour. I don't think sort of he seems fairly unflappable.
Yep.
His reputation had preceded himself coming to South Sydney, despite the fact he'd never had that main job before. He's been around some great organisations, and all of those people who you listen to with great respect as to in regards to what they see, all had a rap on Anthony yeah. Seibold, and I thought he lived up to it this year. And but I think it's, you know, it's another step for him, and that's the great thing about next year is that there are some uncertainties with some of our high-profile clubs, yes. and certainly South and Brisbane fall into that category.
What did you make of Cooper Cronk's performance in the grand final and the Roosters' overall performance through season 2018?
Well, I wouldn't have done it.
No. It was amazing, wasn't it?
Well, it was. You know, I was just one of those people, and unfortunately, I suppose, when it comes to shoulder injuries, you know, I'm fairly...
Yeah, you had a...
fairly up
well,
to
stopped
speed
your career, didn't
with
it?
That, yeah. Well, I had three operations, and once you started talking, you know, structural damage there, yeah. I just thought, well, you know, it's not the kind of place you can put a needle in effectively. Yeah. Shoulders are really difficult to hide in a game, and I think the subterfuge around it was remarkable. I remember I was in the lift at ANZ Stadium that afternoon evening. And probably an hour before the game, where I was told that the official teams had come through and he's playing. And they were the words on everybody's lips. He is playing, yeah. because it shocked everybody.
Yeah.
And they did it so well, because realistically, his input physically, it wasn't particularly profound.
No.
It was... But just having him out there, and, you know, I know, you know, Laurie, when we were playing, that if you looked across and you saw a guy that was key to your team in so many different ways, your confidence is boosted by the very fact that he was out there. Keary was magnificent, yeah. and really stepped into the breach, but so did all of the players. I liked the Roosters. They were my favourites through the course of the season. I thought they timed their run well. I think Robinson did a fantastic job with them, and the Cronk, you know, like it does go into the annals of rugby league history alongside the likes of John Sattler in actually getting through that game, yeah. with a, you know, a fracture up there. It's incredible that, yeah, it shows, obviously it shows enormous mental strength as well as, you know, physical courage.
Yeah. It was quite remarkable. And tell you what, speaking of people looking good, I saw the Guru.
Oh, stop, look. Oh, sorry. I thought
you look fine, mate. But Eric, who loves a trip up here, Eric Groth, who loves a trip up here to the Mudgee Cup Carnival, he even looks a bit more lean than he was this time last year. Have you caught up?
Well, he looks better than when he was playing, because
he never trained. He could be fitter now than he was when he was playing.
He was the guy that went on the road run and had somebody come and pick him up halfway and drop him close to the finish. No, he's in good nick. And,
he's in really good nick.
I think Eric Jr. is as well. They're both getting along nicely now. Great company, the Guru, and yeah. I haven't seen him as yet, but I look forward to catching up.
He's a good...
It'll be my shout.
Now Pete, you're busy through the league season, all right? You've got plenty of things on, and you're working in the media with Channel 9. Off-season. What's an off-season
research,
look like,
mate?
for Peter Sturley?
Research.
Research. Well, I know
well,
you
well, when it comes
well,
to work,
Sturley.
You know, I'm all about quality over quantity. family time. We sold up where we were on the Central Coast. We were on some acreage, and so that's been a huge change for us to sort of downsize.
Yep.
But it's all about family. My daughter's 19. She just finished her first year at Sydney University. I will see less of her in the coming year, so I want to spend as much time with her as I can. And golf.
Yeah.
So just, yeah, looking forward to next year, but I'm good at holidays.
Mate, thanks for your time. I know you've got a terrific link here to the town of Mudgee, as we have too. And don't forget the Dragons up against Newcastle. They're going to be playing a comp game here. And then we've got the Charity Shield here as well at the beautiful Glen Willow Stadium as well. So thanks again for your time, mate. Good luck with your big charity golf day here at the Mudgee Golf Club. That's on the 1st of February.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here. They are wonderful people up here. It's one of my favourite parts of Australia. And I have got a tip for you. There's a winner in every race, and the more you put on, the more you get back. When in doubt, back to top weight. That's all you need to know. Don't run upstairs, TK.
I've taken all that advice on board, let me tell you, over many, many years. Good on you, Peter Sterling. Thanks for your time.